Hi, it's Sue, and welcome back. We're at the module, How to Monetize and Turn Your Blog into a Profit-Making Business. So the key is if you find that you're good at blogging, there are lots of ways to make money. And what I usually like clients to start with, if they don't have their own coaching or freelancing service, is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is an easy way to set up passive income and make a decent amount of money too, especially if you don't have, like I said, your own product or service. If you do coach or have a service, I'd say go with that first. But affiliate marketing, you're promoting other people's products or services. Like for myself, I promote Bluehost for hosting, ConvertKit for emails, lead pages and InstaPage for landing pages software. You get a commission in return. They don't charge the person more. A lot of times they give them a better price, but you get a commission that can be anywhere from 10% up to 50 to 70%. The higher end is kind of rare. It's usually 20 to 40%. But it's a nice way to make money, and you don't have to do anything about except sell it. They deliver it and do all the work. And it could be other people's courses or memberships and things like that too. So you don't even do the actual selling. You just send an email about it or blog about it. And the first best way, I think, is to meet other bloggers through blogger networking and see what they're selling. And services are a great way to start with, like mailing and let's say you're a weight loss coach, even Amazon, to get a scale or to buy food through Whole Foods. There's all kinds of things you could be an affiliate for and get commissions. There are affiliate networks, like for fashion bloggers. My fashion bloggers usually belong to, I believe it's called Retail Therapy. And when someone is talking about a certain dress and they click on it and go buy it, you get a commission from that. So there's all kinds of ways that this happens. But when you sell your own product or service, you really do make 100% of the money. But now, having said that, there's more work. You have to create the product. You have to make sure it's up to date. You have to, market it and sell it. It's not as simple as some people think. It takes a, it takes work, which everything does, right? But you can use your blog as a lead generation machine. You can consider your readers' buying processes from offering affiliate products first. You kind of know what how they like to be sold to. And you can align your blog content to each stage of the reader's buying process. And that makes life a lot easier also. So it's kind of like this: awareness, evaluation, purchase. Everyone kind of goes through this when you buy something. So awareness is they recognize they have a pain, or a problem. Like, I can't sleep at night. I need to do something about it. And you could write some content that says, hey, you're having issues sleeping, meditation before bed or counting once in bed. I'm just making this up. This is how, you can figure out how to help people. And you ex talk about the problem and explain a couple solutions. Maybe this is the three best ways to get to sleep within 20 minutes. That's something I would definitely read because it's an interesting headline. And then an evaluation stage, the customer or potential customer is exploring the features and benefits that you're offering to solve the problems. So you want to provide content to keep educating them, blog posts, even on your sales pages, emails that you're sending out, you want to keep educating them as to the pros and the pros and the benefits of what you're offering. The benefit, the feature, and then the benefit. So the feature is this car has leather seating, which means to you. So if you can say, which means to you, which means to you is that it's warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and looks beautiful and is easy to take care of. You know, something like that. Purchase. So they're actually ready to make a purchase. You can have special offers. You don't have to, but you can always offer a discount or a free trial, something to get them interested in buying. So let's say you're going to start out with your own service. A freelance service or coaching are two of the best to get cash in the door quickly. The fastest path to cash, some people say. And you know, don't worry all about this. I'm trading time for money. You know, in the beginning, that's what jobs are. That's what we're used to. It's okay to trade time for money. I had one-on-one clients for a couple of years. It's beautiful. You kind of work out through your entire system. Then you can teach a class or have a program because you know exactly in what order they need to go. But it really helps to, you know, do a lot of one-on-one work. So as a freelancer, you get to do a lot of one-on-one work, and as a coach also. And to sell on your blog, write the content first. Make sure there's a call to action to buy what you're talking about. Send an email that talks about that blog post and what you're selling. There's a whole system on exactly what to do it, but it all starts with content. So the best blogs speak to problems a reader's face. So remember how we said in the beginning, it's not all about you. It's really about your reader. That's because if you solve their problems and solve the problem within the niche that you operate in and know the stage your readers are at and respond with the right content, you're going to get more sales because they're going to say, this person gets me. They understand that, you know, I can't get to sleep at night, and they've given me tips and they've sent me emails about ideas that, you know, some of them have tried. Now he's selling this system with hypnosis tapes. I'm going to try it. You know, I believe this person. They've already known, liked, and trusted you. So it's really important to, you know, keep writing content so that they can get through that like and trust. And this is exactly kind of how it works. You provide that valuable content, they become a subscriber, you send more content, it builds up the trust, and then they buy from you. It's a little ladder of trust, so to speak, and it really, really does work. And you don't need a ton of content or a lot of like 100 blog posts. I mean, just a couple of blog posts and, you know, some social media posts, and that they see that you have, you know, you have a professional looking blog website, you have covers for your social media that are professional looking, you know, on Fiverr, you can get everything super cheap. You can make it yourself on Canva.com. Just have everything look really professional. It's so much easier and cheaper to do it now. And people will start knowing, liking, and trusting you even faster. So step one of the provide valuable content is get engagement and give them tons of value. Step two is you want to convert them to subscribers of your email list. So have a fabulous lead magnet, a really high value freebie, either the cheat sheet or the worksheet or the checklist or the roadmap. It's something they really want. You know, if you gave me a cheat sheet to follow every night before I went to bed so I'd fall asleep quickly, I would want to get that. And it would get the visitor to sign up. And once they've subscribed, then you can send out other blog posts and other emails, affiliate offers. You know, you can work on building a closer relationship. Step three is you're continuing to send them content to build trust. So send them some good freebies. You know, I'll ask my list, hey, does anyone need a WordPress, you know, crash course? Are you working on WordPress right now? You know, I'll have 100 or 200 people say yes, which out of a list of like 12,000 is really great. They're actually working on it right this second. I'll send them the freebie. And a lot of times they'll write back and say, I'm having problems, you know, can you help me? Or, you know, we get a conversation going. And create a schedule for also not only posting your blog posts, but sending out your emails. Every other week is the least you can do, even if there's only three people on your list. You have to send out an email every other week, preferably weekly. In step four, you're going to sell multiple products and services, or services, I think that's supposed to say, your audience wants to buy. But just start with one. Don't get it confused. One offer is great to do. I have a lot of clients that say, I'm ready for another offer. We haven't even sold the first one. Let's slow down. Let's really do the right thing. But eventually, you can have multiple offers and services. So I always believe you should offer the highest priced products and services first. Don't start with this tripwire, $7, $10 thing. You're not going to have a big enough list, even at 12,000 people, to sell something for 10 bucks. It's not worth it. And the cheaper that you sell something, the more hassle it is too. The buyers aren't necessarily the best buyers, or they demand a lot of customer service, and they lose their passwords, and it's just confusing. I'm talking about a lot of friends of my mastermind group and people I know online have told me these stories. It's just incredible. So sell the higher priced ones first. You won't get as many sales, but when you do, if they're $500 or $1,000 or $10,000, it makes it a lot more exciting. Most of your revenue will come from like 5 to 10% of your list. 90% of your list and visitors will never buy a thing. Even if it was a dollar, they wouldn't buy it. So make those high-priced products really valuable. And a really great way to sell is through webinars. So you can either sell a strategy session if you're a coach that they can talk to you for the couple of days after the webinar. That's how I usually do mine. Or you can actually sell something on the webinar. It takes a little more skill, but it's not impossible to do. So those are ways to monetize. Affiliate marketing is a great way to start. Freelancing, whether it's writing blog posts or graphic design or coaching, is also a really great way to start. And then, of course, you can do courses and programs and things where you need a small group or a larger group of people as your list builds up. So we're almost done. We have one module left, creating consistent blogging habits, because that's the key. I've seen so many people start and stop, and it just doesn't help your traffic or help you really succeed on a long-term basis or make a lot of money. So let's talk about that next. See you there.